It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Wait a minute. Ooh. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you have a good weekend? I've been thinking about you. Yep. In fact, I've been doing some writing this weekend. I'll show you in just a minute. Now I'm all set for our visit. I was rushing down the street, so I'd be here just at the right time, and says, I'm just going. Do you ever puff after you've run? You know, after you've run along somewhere, do you ever go puff like that? Let's take this to the kitchen. I can show you better there, okay? Oh, look what Picture has here. Hello. Hello, Picture. And hello to you, fish. We'll feed you in just a little bit. This is a special kind of pen I've been writing with. Here it is. This is called the nib of the pen. It's the point. And this is the kind of pen that you fill with ink. So we'll put a little ink in and I'll show you. This is the lever that makes the ink go in. After you've learned to write well, the way people teach you to write in school, then you can work on writing different ways, if you want to. Yeah, these are some exercises that I've been doing with a new kind of writing that I've been working on. I'll just show you how I've done it. This is the alphabet here, capital letters. I'll get it. There's a clean page. I'll just write the word. Hello for you. See, that's a little different from the way Picture wrote the word. But to do that, I learned exercises like this and went to a special kind of a class. Just grown-ups in that class, yes. They just wanted to learn a different kind of writing. Picture has a film of the time I was at that class. Would you like to see it? Come along, let's ask Picture. Picture, please show us the film of my writing class.
I've put some exercises on the board here, so you can take up your pens now. And I would suggest that what you do first of all is put your pen, the point of your pen, onto the line, and will you just make a series of light strokes going from the line upwards. You can do this straight up or you can do it diagonally if you like. Just take them across the page and do two or three lines like that. Do it in a way which is most comfortable for you. I think if you can try and keep your paper straight in front of you, rather than at an angle. Now, I think that's enough for the first exercise. The next one is to put your pen at the top of the line. Put your pen at the top of the line. And will you bring it down firmly to make a nice, thick stroke? And feel the lightness of the stroke. Be very positive about it. And think about the shape of your nib as you're doing it. Now then, the next exercise develops the curve. Down and up and around and down and up and around and down. So it's and around and down and up and around and down and up and around and down. Once you get this feeling of heavy and light, you have the rhythm.
That says, for you.
Thank you, Picture Picture. I really liked that school. I liked that teacher, too. His name was Vernon Hale, and he came from Oxfordshire. Now, I kept practicing, of course, afterwards. Yep. After that class, I'd practice and practice. Here, fish. Have a little food here. I practiced all those exercises he'd give us, you know, the writing exercises that you saw. And the more I practiced, the fancier the writing got to be. I like that. Yeah, you know, some people write one way and some people write another way. You can often tell who has written something just by looking at the writing. You know, a letter might come in the mail and you can often tell on the envelope who sent that letter to you just because of the handwriting. But it doesn't matter what kind of writing that you make. You know, everybody's fancy. You, me, some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can grow up and be the daddies. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Can you sing that with me?
Sure.
Sing songs with me whenever you know them. I have an idea. Somebody told me that you could make a frame by just using a piece of paper and folding it this way, that, and this way. And the parts in here that are all together, you just kind of tear out like that. You can make a that much you take away, so that all these loose ones up here, when you open them up, become a frame. So if you have any special writing that you want to frame, you know, you can just put that around it like that. I could put it around this one, maybe. See? But you'd plan it first. Why don't we use this frame for something tall? What about the... the Eiffel Tower in the neighborhood of make-believe. That's something that we could make-believe about and put a frame around. How's that? Why don't we make-believe Mr. McFeely is bringing something very fancy to Grandpère at the Eiffel Tower? And let's say that it's a message from a very fancy person. Okay, let's do that.
Is everything well with you, Dr. Bill?
Just fine, sir, just fine.
And the office, is it all right down there?
Oh, it couldn't be better, it couldn't be better.
Where is your office sign?
Oh, it's around back, by there, where the patients come in.
Oh, I see. Well, now, si vous avez besoin de quelque chose, if you need anything, you will let me know, n'est-ce pas?
I will. That's very kind of you. Well, I must go now and prepare for the patients now.
Entendu. Au revoir, Dr. Bill. Au revoir. Oh, Monsieur McFeely. Allô, Monsieur McFeely. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez what?
Comment allez-vous? It means, how are you?
Comment allez-vous? Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm just fine, just fine. I have a speedy delivery here for you, Grandpère.
Oh, pour moi? What is it?
Well, it looks like some sort of a scroll.
Oh, voulez-vous le lire, s'il vous plaît? Excusez-moi, that means, will you read it for me?
Oh, yes, yes, I will. I'll just take this little red ribbon off down there.
Je me demande qu'est-ce que c'est.
Let me see. Okay. It says, mon cher grand-père.
Mon cher grand-père? Oh, that must be my little granddaughter. That means, my dear grandpa.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. J'arriverai mercredi.
J'arriverai mercredi.
Oh,
excellent. Mercredi, le jour après-demain, la petite va venir me voir. Oh, ça alors, quelle surprise. Quelle surprise pour moi. Direct de Paris. Oh. Ça alors, c'est excellent. Bientôt mercredi.
Well, that must mean exciting news, Grandpère, but I just don't know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, from my little granddaughter, Colette. She's coming to visit me mercredi.
Mercredi?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
In 2 days, oui.
Oh, well, you must have a lot to do then, and I have some speedy deliveries, and I'm so glad you have exciting news.
Oui.
I'll just speedy delivery. Oh, one more thing. Here's a picture here for you. A little picture. I forgot about this.
Oh, ça, oh, regardez-moi ça. Ça, alors, ma petite fille.
Oh, she's a mighty pretty tiger, oui. A mighty pretty tiger. I'll just set the picture
Colette.
Right here.
There. Oh, merci, Monsieur McFeely. Merci.
Well, speedy delivery to you.
Oh,
good day.
Oh,
how do you say goodbye in French?
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Speedy delivery.
Au revoir, delivery. Monsieur McFeely. Oh, my dear little Colette. She's such a sweet little kitten. Oh, ma petite. Ça fait longtemps que je vous ai voir. Miau, miau. Miau, 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 miau. My dear little kitten, ça. Miau, 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 miau. Miau. C'est vous, ma petite? Miau, 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 Henrietta, miau. Oh, excusez-moi, I thought you were my little granddaughter.
Meow, granddaughter.
Oui, my little granddaughter Colette, she is coming from Paris to see me.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oui, would you like to see her picture?
Meow, 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 meow.
Alors, montez, montez, come up.
Meow, 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 meow.
Aha, aha, Colette.
Meow, 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 picture, meow. Meow!
Oui, c'est Colette, ça.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow coming.
Mercredi, Wednesday.
Meow.
She's a very pretty tiger, n'est-ce pas?
Meow. Meow better be going. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta, Henrietta, I thought you'd gone.
Meow, I'm going, Dr. Bill. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, what have we here?
It's my granddaughter, Dr. Bill. She's coming to visit Mercredi.
Well, she's a very pretty tiger, Grandpère.
N'est-ce pas?
Lady Evelyn, how in the world are you?
Hi, Ex. Have you seen Henrietta?
Well, she was at Dr. Bill's, but I thought I heard her come back a minute ago. I heard you out here ringing the bell.
Yeah, I just can't understand why she won't answer the bell.
Oh. Well, why don't you try one more time? I really think I hear her in there.
Oh, I can hear her too, Ex.
What's she doing?
It sounds like... I just can't tell, Ex.
Well, ring one more time, Lady Evelyn.
Okay.
You know, she might have been in the back of her house or something. Ann! Hey, Ann!
Henrietta?
Henrietta?
Ex, I'm getting worried. It's just not like Henrietta not to answer her bell. She's everybody's friend.
Yeah. Do you suppose she's all right?
I hope so. Henrietta?
Henrietta, Pussycat. Come out of your house. If you are in your house, Henrietta Pussycat, open your door and come out of your house.
Henrietta? Oh. Oh, hello. We were looking for Henrietta.
We thought she was in there. I mean, maybe we just heard you. Are you a friend of Henrietta's?
No, je suis Henrietta.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Je suis Henrietta.
Did we see Henrietta? No, but we thought that maybe you had.
Meow, M. Henrietta.
You're Henrietta?
Gosh, Hen, what happened to you?
Was that noise inside, Henrietta? All that noise in there, was that you putting on your jewelry and your makeup?
Meow, wee.
Wee what?
Wee.
Oh, X, oui, like in French, you know, oui means yes, yes.
Oh, I bet you've been over to see Grandpère. That's it. She's been over to see Grandpère, and
have
she
you?
Just decided she'd speak some French and just get dressed up in French and all. Why, Henrietta, I really like you, though, better. You know, the way you usually dress and all. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of finery and everything, but...
Henrietta, yeah. Grandpère really can make you fall in love with being French.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Well, au revoir.
What's that with Henrietta?
I hardly knew her.
Neither. I mean, did you see how she was gussied up?
I know. All that. It's not a special day today, is it? Or a costume party? Or...
Not that I know of. I certainly haven't heard anything special around here.
All that from visiting Grandpère?
Yeah, and she didn't sound all that gay.
Underneath all that finery. You know, I think I might just wander over and see Grandpère myself.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye, Ex.
Bye, Lady Aberlina.
But Henrietta's so pretty, even without all that fancy stuff. I wonder why. wash you so dressed up today? There must be a reason. It's not a...
Speedy delivery. Good day to you, lady Everland. Good day to you.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Did you hear the news about Grandpere's granddaughter?
No, what?
Well, she's coming here on Wednesday, and she's quite a beautiful-looking tiger.
Oh, that must be why.
What'd you say?
Oh, just an idea I had, Mr. McFeely.
I say, well, speedy delivery to you. Good day, lady Everland. Good day.
And to you, too. Grandpere? He must be out. Oh! That must be the granddaughter. Oh, she's beautiful. She'll be the fanciest one in the neighborhood of make-believe. That must be why Henrietta got so dressed up. But I'll bet she finds out that people like her just the way she is. We'll see.
Henrietta thought that people wouldn't like her unless she got all dressed up in a fancy way. We've always liked Henrietta no matter what she wore, haven't we? Just the way with you. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, you yourself, you. It's you I like. That's right. Sounds like the back door. Back door it is. Betty Everland. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Fred.
Come in.
What you doing?
Oh, here I've been doing some fancy writing.
Practicing.
Yes. This says hello, and these are the different exercises that I learned at this particular class I took.
Oh, you took a class in writing?
Uh-huh.
I never took a class, but I like to write fancy. Could I borrow your pen?
Sure.
I made up a kind of fancy writing. I'd love to do it. I can make cards for people and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Let's see.
Boy.
To a kind of real thin kind. This is a really nice pen.
Boy, that is fun. Hello.
I could do a kind of really tiny one, too.
Very small. Doesn't look like hello. Oh, good. B-Y-E.
Goodbye. have to fly away. Thanks for letting me use your pen.
Oh,
do keep this, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye, Betty. Have
a
good day.
You too.
Hers is fancier than mine. It really is. She made it up herself. Sometimes if you're just learning something, and, you know, it's fun for you and it's new, and somebody comes around and can do it so much better, it takes a little of the fun out of it, doesn't it? Well, I'll keep working at mine, at my fancy writing. See you tomorrow, fish. Right. You and I'll be together again tomorrow, too, won't we? Sure. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is right. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'm glad I could be with you today. You always make it special for me. Yeah. Just by being yourself. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.